Welcome home. As you listen to New Life The Fort, may you continue to experience the fullness of joy, life, and Christ in the days ahead.
Psalm 91 verse 1, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Verse 3, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Verse 4, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Lord God, we thank you for today. Because truly there is more. We cannot exhaust your word. I declare a fresh revelation of you, of Jesus Christ in this place, as we hear more and more about your protection. Lord God, we thank you. I declare a season word for us. Speak to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen, amen, hallelujah. There is more. You know, I believe there is more in this psalm. Pastor Alvin, Pastor Mitch, last week, they were able to finish Psalm 91 from verse 1 to verse 16. And that was a miracle. Especially knowing Pastor Mitch, the first time, it's just verse until verse 4, but they were able to finish it, verse 16. But I believe there's more for this. Amen? Now, this is what I want us to know and understand today with this psalm. The book of Psalm was it's a songbook. Have you seen a songbook? Yung iba sa atin, pag 90s ka, you have a song hits. But the book of Psalm, it's a songbook, all right? And it was written by a lot of people. It was written by Moses, by some of the Levites, and David. Now, Psalm 91 was written by David, the king. Are you familiar with David? David, the king. Now, David wrote Psalm 91, and it is a song of protection. How many have been declaring protection over your house, your family? How many have been reading this psalm ever since pastors preach this, protection. Now, this is what I want us to know. I want us to understand where David is coming from. When he wrote this psalm, I want us to understand, ano ba yung sitwasyon ni David during that time? Alright, is that okay? Now, we all know this, that David, he was a warrior. Amen. He was a warrior. He is a warrior and he is a king. Not the LeBron James type of king. sorry, Jace. He's now in LA, right? He should transfer to Warriors, eh. Para ano, kompleto na. He was a warrior and a king. And as a warrior, he has been in a lot of battles, in a lot of wars, right? Now, can you imagine this? Going to war for your nation. Willing to die for your nation. Willing to die for Israel. A king, huh? He's not just an ordinary soldier. He is a king. He's not at the back charging. Come on! No, he's at the front. Come on, let's go, let's fight. That's the kind of king and a warrior David is. And after all the battles, after all the wars, you know, this is his conclusion. This psalm, Psalm 91. So if you have problems this small and you say, Lord, protect me from this. You know, imagine David. He's in danger all the time. And this is the psalm that he's reading, the psalm that he wrote. And he said here, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. He did not trust his own sword. He did not trust in his own army. His shield, he trusted in the wings of God. Can you imagine this? He trusted, but in the shadow of your wings. Now, David is a king and a warrior, right? Warrior king. At the same time, he is a worshiper and a songwriter. How many of you have tried to write a song for someone? Amen. He's a songwriter. And he's an artist, I believe. David is an artist. And when he mentioned about the shadow of his wings, he's referring to something. He's referring to something. And now, he was actually referring to this. Under the shadow of your wings, I shall take refuge. He was referring to this. Now, how many of you are familiar with this? Some of you. This is the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. Today is teaching time. Is that okay? But be ready. This is the Ark of the Covenant. Now, what is the Ark of the Covenant? Some of you may be reading your Bible, and that's a small box in the Old Testament. They use that. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is the most sacred item, the most sacred object in the Old Testament. All right? And it is a symbol of God's presence. Whenever you have the Ark, it means that the presence of God is with you. All right? And in the wilderness, do you still remember when the Israelites were in the wilderness? They would travel along the wilderness, traveling. They would carry the Ark as a symbol. This is where God wants us to stay. They are going to stay there with the Ark. Are you still here? Amen. And this is the reason why God gave the Ark. The reason why God gave that. Do you still remember when the time that Israelites, they complain a lot? They complain a lot. And one time they asked Moses, they said, Moses, everything that God said, we will do. Do you remember that? Everything that God said, we will do. Now, this is not out of reverence. This is not everything, kahit ano sabihin ni Lord, gagawin ko para sa iyo. That's not the kind of attitude they had. The attitude was, I'm going to trust in my own strength and I'm going to obey. That's their attitude. It's not out of reverence. It's out of pride. They said that. All right? Now, it sounds very noble, but it's really not. Now, they trusted in their own strength. That's why God said to Moses, Moses, come up here in Mount Sinai. Come up here. And what God gave? He gave the law. He gave the Ten Commandments. He gave the Ten Commandments. The moment God gave the Ten Commandments, what happened? At the foot of the mountain, God, you will find the Israelites worshiping what? A golden calf. They broke, the moment God gave the law, they broke the first commandment. You shall not worship other God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God knew that man will always fail to fulfill the law. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And that's not the heart of God. That's not his heart to for his people to die. His heart is for his people to be blessed, right? To be protected, right? Now, this is what he did. After God gave the law, God instructed Moses. Moses, can you build me a tabernacle? Do you know what a tabernacle is? Can you show them the picture of the tabernacle? Are you still here? Are you okay? First service. No, the other one, the third picture. How many are familiar with this? The tabernacle. This is the actual. No, just kidding. This is a prototype or what that replica of the tabernacle. As you can see, there is like a parang wall, but it's just tent. That is what you call the outside one. It's the outer court. All right? And there's a small room here. It's divided into two. One is the holy place. And there's a small room in the holy place called Most Holy Place. Or the Holy of Holies. This is where the Ark of the Covenant stays. All right? And between the holy place and the most holy place, there is a veil. There was a very thick veil, and only one person can enter in. Can you imagine that? there's only one person who can enter it, and that's the high priest. And the reason why I gave this, the reason why I gave the Ark of the Covenant is for him, because of sin, he cannot dwell with his people, right? But because God is a gracious God, he wants to dwell with his people. He wants to be with us. Amen. Do you know the song? I just want to be where you are. Do you know that song? Dwelling daily in your presence. Say, Amy, I love you. Take me to the place. You know what? We're singing that to the Lord, right? But actually, it's actually God who wants to sing that over us. I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in our presence. Really? That's the heart of God. He wants to dwell with his people. Amen. And this is what God said in Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. In this place, in the Holy of Holies, this is what he said. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, and from between the two cherubims that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you. All right? About all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel. You know what? There was a veil here. And this is the only time that God will speak to his people through the high priest. How many of you are thankful that today, because of the cross, we have access to the presence of God? Amen. You come here to this church and just suddenly you experience the presence of God. You lift up your hands and you're free. During that time, only one person can do that. You know what? Can you still remember on the cross? When Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake. Can you remember that? There was an earthquake. And the veil on the temple was torn from top to bottom. Meaning right now we have access. Say access. Access to the presence of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Now, let's talk about the ark. Let's concentrate. Okay. The ark is made out of acacia wood. You know acacia? Not acacia estates, but acacia wood. Okay? It's made up of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Overlaid with gold. Now, wood speaks of humanity. Gold speaks of divinity. So what's that? It's actually talking about Jesus Christ. Do you still remember the Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So when you talk about the ark, it's talking about the humanity and Jesus being divine. It's talking about the body of Jesus Christ. So when we look at the ark later on, picture Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, also, the ark is like a box. Who among you here, you have seen a box? If not yet, I'll pray for you later on after the service. You know, who among you, a box? Now, a box has a cover in it, right? It has a lid, a cover. Now, that's the cover. The cover is called the mercy seat. May pangalan pa yung cover, no? Yung cover is a mercy seat. That's what they call it. And on top of the mercy seat, there are two angels. Two angels. And their wings are facing, and their face are towards the mercy seat. The two angels. They're looking at the mercy seat. That's the cover. Can you take this? Imagine the picture? All right. Now, the two cherubims represents God's judicial righteousness. Do you still remember Sodom and Gomorrah? God sent how many angels? Two angels to Sodom and Gomorrah. That speaks of judgment. But the two angels are not looking at somewhere else. They're looking at the mercy seat. All right. I'm excited, pero kailangan maglay ng foundation. Next, let's talk about, are we clear with the ark? Are we clear? Now, the ark is a box. If it's a box, there's something in the box. Do you want to know what's in the box? All right. The first item, can you show them the picture of the ark with the item on it. The first item, as you can see, you have the two tablets of stones. One is an Apple iPad, and the other one is a Samsung Galaxy Tab. All right? No, that's just kidding. It's the Ten Commandments written on stones. When God gave the law to Moses, he said, put that inside the ark. Can you imagine that? After giving the law, he said, put it inside the ark. All right? The next thing is that, some of you are getting it. Aaron's rod. The next item is Aaron's rod. Now, Aaron's rod that budded. As you can see, there's a stick there. There's a flower. You know, this symbolizes man's rebellion. Because during the time, you know, in Israel, their leader was Moses and Aaron, right? And they form an union. Alam mo union? This is the first union in the Bible. You know, sabi nila, well, ga kami. Ganon yung sabi nila. We don't want Moses. We don't want Aaron. Because ano lang sila, naglilider-lideran. Alam niyo yun? They're kind of people, so they don't want them. Then God said, okay, give me 12 sticks, one from each tribe. The next morning, whoever rod will bud, hindi lang nagbud, there are, what's that? Yung fruit pa? Dun sa rod. Can you imagine that? That's why they said, okay, ikaw na leader. They submitted, but this is what God said. This rod symbolizes man's rebellion against godly leadership. And God said, put it inside the ark. Ten Commandment, put it inside the ark. Sign of man's rebellion towards leaders, put it inside the ark. The third thing, the golden pot of manna. Do you still remember when they complained again? Lord, give us food. We're hungry. Then God gave them food from heaven. It's called manna. It's sweet like honey, but it's flaky like, you know, like bread, pandesal in the morning, you know, but tastes like honey. Can you imagine that? Now, later on, after they've been eating that, they said, what is this worthless bread? Can you imagine that? God's provision, you call it worthless? But this is God's grace. Okay, put some of the manna inside of the pot, golden pot, and put it inside the ark. Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, golden pot of manna, put it inside the ark. Three things that represents man's rebellion, God said, put it inside the ark. And cover it with what? Mercy seat. Oh, hallelujah. We're not there yet. Now, once a year, this is what will happen. Once a year, say once a year. Once a year during the year of the Feast of Yom Kippur. There's a feast called Yom Kippur. It's the Day of Atonement, the Day of Sacrifice, all right? Once a year, the high priest would go inside and offer the blood sacrifice, the atoning sacrifice. And this is what the priest would do. Can you go to Leviticus chapter 16, verse 14? Leviticus 16, verse 14. Whew. Hallelujah. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. Where's the east? I don't know. East side, before the mercy seat. And you shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger. How many times? Say seven. Do you know how they practice seven? They sprinkle the blood. They would do this on the mercy seat. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's a picture of the all of man's rebellion. All of man's sin was covered by the blood of Jesus on the cross. Hallelujah. We are all forgiven. Amen. Tell the person next to you, you are forgiven. Hallelujah. And why seven? You know, why seven? Why seven is the number of perfection. And when God forgives, He forgives perfectly. You are perfectly forgiven. Amen. Seven. And when God forgives, He doesn't just, when man forgives, I forgive you, pero dyan ka na lang. Right? But when God forgives, He said to the woman caught in adultery, woman, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. When God forgives, he did not just forgive us. He empowers us to go and sin no more. Amen? And this is why the reason why we're forgiven. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Can you go to verse 10 na lang? Verse 10. It says here, and this is love. Israelites, they try to love God with all their hearts, with all their with everything that they are. But it says here, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now, what is propitiation? Big word, right? Big word. But propitiation is actually atoning sacrifice. He became the sacrifice for our sins. So that we can declare we are loved by God. Amen. Hallelujah. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, the Bible says, let us, say let us. Can you go to the next verse? That's in Hebrews chapter 4. The Bible says, let us therefore, say therefore, come boldly before the throne of, say grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When you know that you're forgiven, you can boldly enter into the presence of God. Amen. Without any shame, guilt, or condemnation. And that's what God wants us to experience. Amen. Now, what's mercy? Do you know what mercy is? Mercy is not getting the bad things you deserve. Not getting the bad things you deserve. But grace is getting the good things Jesus deserves. Can you imagine all the good things that Jesus deserves? God said, you deserve it now because of Jesus Christ. That's why when you come boldly to the presence of God, you are freely to receive. Amen. Because He freely gave. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Now, who among you have a need? You have a need? Come on, all of us, right? Who among you need protection? Who among you need provision? Who among you need healing? Healing for your family members. You know, you need that? Come boldly. There's an invitation to come. Come boldly. And ask. Say ask. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall. Knock and the door shall be opened. A-S-K. The secret is, you ask. Because you have access. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, can you imagine this? You saw the picture of the ark. You know what's inside the ark. You know the meaning of the ark, the parts of the ark. And this is what's on David's mind all throughout that war. All throughout that battle, you know, he was there. He was thinking of the ark. He was thinking of God's protection. You know what he was thinking? He was thinking of forgiveness of sin. When you know that you're forgiven, you know that God is for you and God is with you. And if God is with you, nothing can be against you. That's what Brother Jason said earlier. Nothing can be against you when you know that God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what's on David's mind. Because David was in the Old Testament, pero yung mindset niya po, New Testament. New Testament. Parang some of us were in the New Testament, pero yung mindset natin, old, di ba? Pero David has a New Testament mindset. And he knows that when he's forgiven, he has access. That's why he said in Psalm 32, verse 7, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Amen. You know the context of this one? When he said, you are my hiding place, you are my refuge. Go to verse 1. Can you go to verse 1? Lord, how they have increased who troubled me. May are they who rise up against me. Verse 1 then. 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is what? Covered. Verse 2. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Talking about protection, you will be confident that God will protect you, that God will provide for you, that God will sustain you, when you know in your heart you're the righteousness of God in Christ. When you know that you're forgiven of all our sin. Amen. Now, even though you know you're forgiven, even though you know that you're the righteousness of God, sometimes you fail, right? Come on, you sometimes you fail, and you feel like I don't want na. I'm not saved now because it's no. God will still protect you, because no matter what you do, you're still the righteousness of God in Christ, because it's not in your own strength; it's by His grace. Amen. As I tell you the story, now I want us to understand what will happen if the presence of God is on your side. All right? Is that okay? Now, can you go to Kyo B? Is that B? It's B. Sorry. Kyo B. Boldness. Kyo boldness. Go. Now, during the time of Samuel, what happened is that Samuel was a high, he was a prophet, but he was not a high priest. During that time, they have bad high priests. It's in the sons of Eli. They have bad. Homo, you hear, you know, you're glad that we have a good high priest. We have Jesus Christ. But during those times, they don't have a good high priest. What happened is that they were in a battle. They were in a battle. They said, okay, we're in a battle. Let's take the ark with us. Now, without God's instruction, they said, let's take the ark. Ano tawag doon? Para swertihin tayo. Let's take the ark, pampaswerte. Let me tell you this, huwag kayong maniniwala sa swerte-swerte. Malas yun. Naniniwala sa malas yun. But you know, Psalm 91, people would use it like an anting-anting, and they would say, I'm protected. No, Psalm 91 is born out of a relationship. It's born out of a revelation of who Jesus is in your life. That's why you can declare protection. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is what happened. They tried, you know, they brought the Ark of the Covenant there. And they said, let's try this. We're going to win. You know what happened? Natalo sila sa battle. Sabi nila, ano nangyari? They lost the war. And what happens here, the Philistines was able to capture the ark. That's devastating. Imagine, they captured the Ark of the Covenant. And what they did was this. So, 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Whew. I want you to get ready to declare things. Verse 1. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God, or the Ark of the Covenant, and brought it from Ebenezer of Ashdod. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God. They brought it in the house of Dagon, and set it by Dagon. What's the house of Dagon? It's the temple of Dagon. Dagon was the king. No. He was the god of the Philistines. He is half god. He's half man, half fish. Half man, half fish. And they set it before the ark. Do you know the meaning of that? Putting the ark inside the temple of a god. Do you know? They're saying that the God of Israel was overcame by our God. That's why they put it there. But the good thing about it is this. And when the people of Ashdod arose early in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face on the earth before thee. Oh, Ark of the Lord. Oh. So they took Dagon and set it in its place. Oh, baka kailangan ng tulong nito. Tulungan natin si God nila. Then they set it again. Then what happened the next morning? And when they arose early the next morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. This time, the head of Dagon and both the palm of his hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left on it. No, this is the picture of the devil. This is the picture of the devil. The Bible says, having disarmed all the principalities and power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them on the cross. The devil doesn't have a hold on you because he doesn't have a hand. Oh, he doesn't have a hand to hold you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what I want us to understand here. The Ark of the Covenant was inside the temple of the enemy. Right? It was inside the temple of the enemy. Who among you here, you felt like you're inside the enemy's camp and you're surrounded by troubles. You're surrounded by circumstances. You have problems in your office. Then when you got home, you still have problems. And you have Judith. Do you know Judith? Judith ng Miralco. Judith ng Internet. Lahat ng Judith. Kasama mo. And all of them, suddenly, one day, every one of them, they come to you and say, oh my God, I'm surrounded. But this is what I want to look at. Here was, the Ark of the Covenant was in that midst. You may look like you're surrounded, but the reality is you are surrounded with the presence of God in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, and this is how you fight your battle. You stand still and see the salvation of your God. Oh, hallelujah. Those things that are holding you back, those things that are trying to hinder you, let me tell you this, because of the presence of God inside of you, those things needs to bow down in the name of Jesus Christ. You can look at all those bills and say, you bow down in the name of Jesus Christ, because I am provided, I am protected, I'm the healed of the Lord. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. How many you want more? David's desire is to be in the presence of God. One time he decided, you know, to bring the Ark of the Covenant from Kirjat Jearim. Because it stayed there for 60 years. Because Saul doesn't have a heart for God. But David, he wants to be in the presence of God. That's why I want to bring the Ark of the Covenant into my city, into Jerusalem. But something happened in between. Someone died because someone touched the Ark. They're in the old, you're in the new. What happened is that David, because he doesn't know what's happening, he said, okay, I'm going to leave the Ark of the Covenant in someone's house, in a house of a Gentile. 2 Samuel verse 6, 9 to 11. David was afraid of the Lord that day. Well, you don't have to be afraid of the Lord. He said, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the Ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of what? Obed-Edom.
Are you familiar with Obed-Edom? He's not a famous character in the Bible. He's a Gittite or a Gentile. Verse 11. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for how many months? For 3 months. And the Lord, say blessed. Blessed Obed-Edom and some of his household. His uncle lang. No, it says all of his household. Oh. So this is what happened. And this is what I want to share to you. When you have the presence of God, when you have the ark in your life, you will not just be protected, but you will also be provided. Amen. By the way, the title of this message is Full Coverage. If you're taking notes, it's Full Coverage. And this is what happened. A Gentile had the ark for 3 months. Now it was told King David, nakarating po yung balita sa palace. Can you imagine this? Emmy, you have the Ark of the Covenant for 3 months. It reaches the Malacanang Palace that Emmy had the Ark for 3 months. The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God. You are not just protected, you are provided for. Amen. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the fowler's pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Now, the Ark of the Covenant, in Hebrew, the word Ark is the word Aron. Say Aron. It's different from the Noah's Ark. Right? It's different. The word Aron, it means a box. Obviously, it's a box. Also, it's a chest. Do you know a treasure chest? Indiana Jones, Search for the Lost Ark chest. And this is interesting. The ark is called a coffin. A coffin. Now, if it's a coffin, there's something inside of the coffin. Dead things are inside the coffin. And what are the things that are inside the ark? Still remember? Tablets of stones, Aaron's rod, what? The golden pot of manna that symbolizes what? Man's rebellion. And God said, put it inside the ark, cover it with the mercy seat, and sprinkle the blood of an innocent sacrifice for their protection, for their provision. John chapter 20, verse 11 to 12. Do you remember Resurrection Sunday? The first Resurrection Sunday. John 20, verse 11. And Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping as she wept. She stooped down and looked into the tomb. Wait a minute. Can you show them the picture of the tomb, the garden tomb? Mary stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw this. She saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus Christ was slain. Two angels looking at the sacrifice. looking at the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the true ark. He is the true ark. They have the shadow. We have the substance. We have the substance. And the true ark, Jesus Christ, is now inside of you. He's now inside of you. If you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, He is inside of you. So you can experience protection 24/7 because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Did you receive anything today? Woo. Come on, just give glory to Jesus Christ. Now can you close your eyes, bow your heads all over this place? I don't want to miss this opportunity for those people. You know, this is your time. It's not an accident that you are here, hearing these words about protection, hearing these words about God, God's provision. And you feel like you're surrounded with every problem, circumstances, you know, challenges in your life. And it feels like you want to give up. Let me tell you this, the answer is Jesus Christ. And right now, I'm going to make an invitation for those people who wants to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. If that is you, you want to receive Jesus to be the Savior of your life. Every eye is closed. Can you just lift up your hands if that is you? I'm going to count to three. One, thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Two, Jesus loves you. Thank you for that hand. Number three, if that is you, just lift up your hands boldly. Make that decision, come on. Thank you for that hand. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. You may put it down and pray this prayer. And congregation, join us as we pray this prayer in accepting the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you.
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
For your sacrifice on the cross for me.
For your sacrifices on the cross for me.
Right now I receive you.
Right now I receive you.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Starting today, I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
I'm going to experience protection.
I'm going to experience protection.
Provision.
Provision.
Restoration.
Restoration.
In my life.
In my life.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
In your name I pray.
In your name I pray.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information, follow us on social media or visit us at newlifethefort.com.